Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
With Keith Realty.
I am Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty. Wow, there's so many screens.
And we are here today with all kinds of stories and questions.
All kinds of stories. Trent went fishing this last week, so he's got lots of fish stories about how he caught so many. Those are true though, right?
They're not true stories.
Sailor fish stories.
They're true when you wasn't there to prove them false.
There we go. Say what?
We're getting close.
All right. What's happening?
There. We tilted a little bit too far on Instagram.
All right. So, start us off with some news stories this Tuesday. I don't really have much, except I saw that The Ringer, which is, I guess, an online sports news website, they said the Colts are the AFC South's most improved team coming into this year.
There you go.
Which is good, because we needed some improvement. So it is always good to be the most improved team in an amazing division.
So we're going to have high expectations now.
Yes. Yep. So
the most improved.
The most improved. Hopefully that got us to the top.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yep. That's right.
Who's the quarterback again?
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers. Yes. Put all of your faith in Phillip Rivers.
There you go. Anyone who has a connection with Phillip Rivers, we really need to have him on our podcast and discuss real estate, because he may be wanting to buy a
place. That's true, since he's moving
here.
Does he move to Indy?
I'd say he probably just temporarily rents Indy, but we can sell him houses.
You know what? Owen County's got some good prices on houses.
Yeah.
Yep.
He could fly back and forth if he didn't want to drive.
All right.
Okay, so the Colts are most improved. IU basketball has had some good commits. That's what I'm trying to say. Some ones that committed. That's going to be really good. The question at this point is, are we going to have our sports this fall? We're going to have football. Mm-hmm. We're going to have basketball. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they go ahead and have all the sports and bring the kids back and all that, but we'll see.
Hopefully.
Still undetermined at this point.
Otherwise, people have to keep watching the year's previous games.
The old games.
I like how they play it like it's live, too. I think it was golf. We watched golf the other...
Yeah.
This was it. When did they play? Masters. Easter. Yeah, Easter weekend. They played last year's golf like it was live. So, yeah.
There you go.
Sad.
So we'll see what happens, right?
Yep.
Now, we're going to move on to questions.
Yes.
Since we don't have any more stories. Yep. Are you doing the first one or am I doing the... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you're live with us on Instagram or Facebook, you can leave a comment with a question you might have about real estate, the market, life in general. And we will answer it to the best of our abilities, or we will tactfully not answer it if we don't know the answer. So
there you go.
Go ahead and leave us a comment if you have a question on your mind right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, our first question is for you or me.
You can do it.
Okay, what are CMAs? Well, it's a country music award.
Well, I don't know. That might be what they're asking.
It depends on, what's more important to you.
Yes.
In the real estate world, it is a comparative market analysis. And that's what we use to tell you what your house is worth and what we think it will sell for. It's not always the exact same as an appraisal, but it's usually really close, and it'll get you an idea of what you're looking at. So we can tell you what homes have sold, what they've sold for, how long it's been since they sold, or we can tell you you're in a place where there's not been any homes sold in your area for a long time. So that's something we use a lot just to get an idea of what your property would be worth, or if you're looking at a property, you want to buy what we feel like it's worth.
Yeah.
And those are the numbers we use.
Yes. Yep. Next question we have is, what is a 1031 exchange? That is an exchange of property that you are trying to not pay taxes on just yet. It's actually a 1031 tax deferred exchange is what it's actually called. And what that is for maybe investors. It doesn't necessarily apply to your personal house or your personal property, because there's already exemptions for that. There's limits on the amount of taxes you have to pay as a personal property. But if you're an investor or you own some rental property or commercial property, and you end up selling that, and you don't want to pay taxes on the capital gains, you want to use that money and reinvest into a new property, they give you like 45 days to pick a new property, something like that. But what you're doing is you're taking that money, and instead of paying taxes on it, you're putting it right back into a new property that you still owe taxes on, but you're going to wait until you're ready to pay taxes when you sell that property. Or you can keep on doing 1031 exchanges until some point the government catches up with you and they want to settle accounts. But basically just deferring taxes so you have more money to leverage in buying another property.
And the key is having a good accountant when you do.
Yes, this. An attorney.
Attorney, accountant, and a realtor to help you with the process. So
yep.
We can help you with all those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next question. Should a realtor be holding open houses at this time? It's a good question. That's different wherever you're at in the state, right?
Yeah.
Like Marion County's behind us.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Monroe County. There's a lot of different ones that are a little bit different. So you need to check in your area. Mm-hmm. Most of them still have a lot of restrictions at this point. So, as a normal rule of thumb, even an open house really depends on the area. With this coronavirus we're dealing with, there's a lot more things you got to think about and deal with if you should be doing that or not. But open houses can be good. A lot of times it seems like things have been going so well that you don't really have time to schedule open houses and do that. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely talk to your realtor and see, according to where you're at, what would be the best for your situation.
Yes. Video walkthroughs are a great idea right now.
Yes.
If you don't want to have a ton of people coming through your house.
Yep.
So, yep. What was the next question? What do I do if I think my realtor isn't doing a good job? You left that one for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do you do? Well, first off, hopefully they're not going to be too much of a pain. If you don't think they're doing a good job, call them up and ask to be released from the listing agreement, or if you're in a buyer's agreement. I guess it didn't say whether you were a buyer or seller. So if you've signed any type of contract with them, just tell them, hey, I'm not satisfied with what service I've been given, and I would like to end our contractual agreement. And as long as they're a good realtor or a decent realtor, they should just let you go and not fight you on that. That would be a pain if they do. Get an attorney involved if you have to. But most realtors are not going to fight you on that, and they're going to let you out of the contract, and then you need to come to Keith Realty, and we'll help you get a good realtor.
That's right. Yes, definitely. Most realtors are just wanting to help you accomplish yes. your goals. And so if they realize they're not doing that or you feel like they're not doing that, most of them mm-hmm. are fine to let you move on.
Yes.
And that's when you hopefully have realized that you should have tried Keith Realty to begin
yes.
with.
Okay. And I will say, too, sometimes what you think maybe the realtor isn't doing a good job or something like that, sometimes it just might be the market or where your price point is. You can always get another opinion in there before you end your contract with whoever you're working with. So
yes, definitely. Okay, the next question. I've gone 30 days without any showings on my house. What's wrong? Is it the market? There you go. That's a loaded question. If you've gone 30 days without any showings on your house, I would definitely be communicating with your realtor. There's multiple things it could be. It could be the market, because the market's been a little bit interesting with this virus going on. It could be that you listed it too high, or it could be multiple other things that your realtor could explain to you depending on the situation. So more than likely, most of the time, if you go for a long period of time and have not got any interest, it's because your pricing's high. Normally, mm-hmm. that's what it comes down to. There can be other circumstances, mm-hmm. but usually it takes people walking through your house to find other circumstances why they don't want it or don't want to pay what you're asking. So
yes.
The biggest thing is keeping communication with your realtor and find out what they feel like's wrong, or if they feel like it's the market, or mm-hmm. or whatever it may be. But communication is the key
yes.
because there are multiple things that can play into why you're not getting the attention
mm-hmm.
you think you should.
Yes. Yep. Next question. Is real estate investing a good idea for retirement? Oof.
Another tough question.
I'll answer this as much as I can, but you really need to talk with your financial advisors, because we are not qualified to tell you what you need or don't need for retirement. But in our opinion, real estate is always a good investment, depending on location and property type. And there are a lot of variables, I guess, in that. But overall, real estate is normally a little bit more steady than stock markets, but that's not always the case, as we saw in 2008. So it's there's always risk involved. Personally, I like real estate better than probably stock markets for long-term investment, but that's just my personal preference. So
yes,
it's really talk to your financial advisor. And I'm sure he can lay out the benefits and the cons for your situation.
Yeah, that's true. It's like everything. There's differences of opinions on whether you should invest in real estate or not. And it really is a case-by-case basis. Real
mm-hmm.
estate's not a bad investment, but if you don't have a good agent helping you, then you can get too much money in the property
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't a good investment.
Yes.
So definitely talk to your investor, see what they recommend. If you're
mm-hmm.
in a position that real estate is a good option, then find a good agent.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. It also matters too of whether you've got cash to pay for the properties
mm-hmm.
and you can, you know, withstand a dip in the market or something like that. Or if you are getting loans on these properties, that adds a whole nother level of risk that you could possibly lose those properties if things go south. So
yeah,
all things to consider.
Yep.
Would you recommend, like, your, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'm going to say, like, 15 years ago, would you have told yourself to do more real estate investing or less real estate investing?
Let's see. 15 years ago, no. But 10 years ago, yes. Because we were kind of hitting a peak 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, we was coming out of a great crash.
Yeah.
That's probably not the right definition, but
yeah.
That's how I want to say it. And yes, if I would have known more 10 years ago, I would definitely invest in more real mm-hmm. estate at that point. Now we're kind of on the high end, I think. So I don't think we're in a low place where you can buy things extremely cheap, mm-hmm. but there are good deals that come along every now and then. So
yeah.
the biggest thing is if you know that's what you're supposed to do, then have a good agent looking with you mm-hmm. and find things that are a good price. Don't force the issue and have mm-hmm. more in something yes. than what it's worth.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a good idea.
Yeah, if real estate's an option, yeah, I would definitely have done it sooner than I did. Mm-hmm. But with caution.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's the thing with real estate investing. Whenever there's a recession and there's lots of houses on being foreclosed or on the market and not selling, that is the perfect time to get into real estate investing. So maybe you just need to wait and just, yeah. you know, get your ducks in a row, so to speak, so that if we do have a recession here in the next 10 years, you'll be ready to purchase some properties.
Okay, highlight listings.
Yeah, so I had a video that I was going to play for you guys of a listing, but it was like 7 minutes long, and I sped it up, and then it sounded like I was a chipmunk, so I didn't play it. I didn't get it ready for you, so I'm just going to have to tell you. We have a listing on, it's on South U.S. Highway 231. It's literally just outside of the Spencer town limits. And it's a brick home, one story, three bedrooms, two baths, it's like almost 1,500 square feet, but it's 1,400 and some. I don't have the paper right in front of me. It's got a two-car attached garage, a two-car detached garage, an outdoor in-ground pool. I kept calling it an underground pool. You know, it's an in-ground pool. And about 2.4 acres. So that's all for $244,700. So you guys are in the market for a house in Spencer. That is a great one to look at.
Yep, that's a really nice little place. We also listed one on Johnson Road. That's a good little starter home. If anyone mm-hmm. needs a starter home, it's just a two-bedroom, two-bath. And
yep.
it's definitely in the price range. It's at $89,900 is where we started on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you want to look at if you're just getting started. If you want a higher-end home with the in-ground pool, one Ethan's talking about, it's a nice option. But you can go on our website and look at our properties that
yes.
we have listed and mm-hmm. find out all the details. And if you have
yep.
questions, give us a call.
Yeah, and another one that's coming up, if you're looking for land, I think
mm-hmm.
they said they have 150-plus acres,
I think so.
Somewhere in there. Coming up it's already for sale, but it'll be hitting the MLS here hopefully today. And that's out in off of Straight Line Road in Freedom. Yeah, out that way. It's in between Freedom and Patricksburg, 150-some acres. So if you're looking for that many acres, get in contact with us.
Yep. All right. So that's our highlighted listings for today.
That's it.
Are we ready for our quote, or are we going to do something else?
I think we're ready for our quote.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. This quote is by Joe. I think it's pronounced Vital.
Yeah.
Sure. Joe Vital. Me and Joe were talking the other day. and he just said something that really struck a chord. He said, a goal should scare you a little, and excite you a lot. Scare you a little and excite you a lot. That's the only type of goals I write down. If I'm not a little bit scared, but also really excited, I don't write them down. No.
You know, you're not missing one that you should write down. My quote is by Robert Kiyosaki. Losers quit when they fail, and winners fail until they succeed.
Wow.
So I think I'm getting closer.
That is why we keep doing this live, because we might fail, but we are going to succeed at some point.
All right, well, we're going to get back in the groove of doing our lives. We will have contests coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of been behind on that, but we will get contact.
Yep, and if you have questions for us to answer next Tuesday, we're shooting for Tuesdays at noon, go ahead and send us those questions by email or by commenting or direct message on our social media profiles. Just send us questions and we will answer those. And we won't reveal your name, so you're not embarrassed if it's, you know, a stupid question. So.
Never know until you ask.
Yep, you never know.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching our video. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.